Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning. Okay. You may have not been aware of this, but the left knows. They know. Because they can tell just by looking at him that Lindsey Graham, our senator, is in fact gay. He's gay. And that he is being controlled by President Trump, probably through blackmail, because Trump knows he's gay. And he's being controlled through blackmail, and the left has figured this out. And this is why he has done a 180 on everything he believed or claimed to have believed, you know, as recently as just a couple of years ago. And so that's how you can tell. You can tell by looking at him that he's gay. And you can also tell by looking at him that he's compromised. Which, look, that sounds a little weird. Like, how could you know that by looking at a person? But, I mean, the mainstream media, they know everything just by looking at you. Yeah, no, they do. Because remember that New York Times reporter that went on CNN? You could clearly tell by watching Trump interact with Putin that Trump was compromised and Putin was controlling him. So you can tell by looking. They're smart that way. They can tell. And Rachel Maddow on MSNBC, saying the same thing, that you can tell by looking at Trump that he is compromised and he is a Russian, you know, plant, and he, you know, Putin is running the country. I mean, you could just tell by looking. And so representative, the first Muslim representative in Congress, a female Muslim representative in Congress, Representative Ilhan Omar, just tweeted that Senator Lindsey Graham is compromised. Now, CNN points out she offers no evidence whatsoever. But see, that's not a big thing, because the mainstream media repeats almost every day that Trump is compromised by Putin, and they have no evidence. Folks, this stuff is spreading. No, it's spreading. That's what this is. You just dub somebody as compromised. You assume Putin's controlling them. And so, I mean, she didn't say if Putin was controlling Lindsey Graham through Trump, or if it's just Trump controlling Lindsey Graham. But clearly, as we know, Lindsey Graham is gay, even though he's denied it. But she could tell by looking at him, and you can't question her because she's a woman. No, you can't question what she says. We learned that from Christine Blah Blah Ford. So she can tell by looking at him that he's gay and that he is compromised. Make sense? Of course it does. No, it makes total sense. Wait. What? Yep. That's what she just said in an interview. I am not making this up. Okay, so here we go. Lindsey Graham is compromised. By the way, in the beginning of this, you're going to hear her doing a little common core math. She says that Lindsey Graham wouldn't have made a 180 in what he believes, a 360. Well, see, 360 gets you right back to where you start, but she's young, so she's probably using common core math. So I just wanted to do that translation for you there so you can understand what she's talking about. Here we go.
But that's quite a charge to make. You say you're pretty sure based on what evidence?
Oh, wait, here, I'm sorry. Here it is.
And all of a sudden, he's made not only a 180 turnaround, but a 360 turnaround.
360.
And so I am pretty sure that there is something happening with him, whether it is, something that has to do with his funding when it comes to running for office, whether it has something to do with the polling that they might have in his district. He is somehow compromised to no longer stand up for the truth.
Now, she does have a point. I mean, the way he's talking now, defending Trump occasionally, and so, I mean, it does sound bizarre when you contrast it with, say, Lindsey Graham in, you know, just 2016 calling Trump a jackass. Here's that.
That he's a jackass.
Really?
That he's bringing his name down, and he's not helping the process, and he shouldn't be commander in chief.
See, so, okay, all right. It is a little bizarre. Okay, she's not wrong about that. I mean, it is a little bizarre. I mean, Lindsey Graham, the same guy running around demanding the wall, was the same guy who said, listen, we can't deport these illegals. We got to keep them all because if we deport somebody's grandma, then that's going to make them mad.
Real problem. He's playing on their fears. He says most of them are rapists and drug dealers. They're not. Here's why we're losing the Hispanic vote. Nobody's going to listen to you about your economic plan or your ability to defend the nation if you're going to deport their grandmother.
See, so now, but now he wants to deport grandma and build the wall. So look, I could see her thinking this way, but I think she's kind of new to politics. See, so I mean, I don't think he's compromised. It's just that he's got an election in 2020, so he's got to pretend that he represents us and not the Chamber of Commerce. And this will go on, like, you know, through the election. But, I mean, day after, he'll be right back to the old Lindsey Graham. It's not that. So they say to her, wait a minute. How do you know he's compromised? How can you tell by looking at him like Rachel Maddow and the reporters at the New York Times if he's compromised? Because they're skeptical. I mean, only the media can do that. Not a Muslim member of Congress, right?
But that's quite a charge to make. You say you're pretty sure based on what evidence, what facts? That's a remarkable comment to make about a sitting U.S. senator.
The evidence really is present to us. It's being presented to us in the way that he's behaving.
But that's not evidence. That's your opinion. But now, as a sitting member of Congress, you would have tweeted, "They got him on this."
My tweet was just an opinion based on what I believe to be visible to me, and I'm pretty sure there are lots of Americans who agree on this.
Yeah. No, lots of Americans. You can tell by looking at him that he's both homosexual and compromised. By the way, Graham, for the record, says he is not gay. And for the record, I could care. I don't care if he's gay. I do not care. In fact, if the gayest person in a Republican primary is the guy who is the most loving of freedom and individual liberty and the biggest conservative, that's who I'm voting for. If you want to run around on the weekends in a pink tutu and identify as Cinderella, I don't care. As long as you don't break the law. I truly do not care. I care about your stance on liberty and whether you're going to stab me in the back. Which Lindsey Graham is in the process of doing again. Texter writes, of course he's compromised. They're all compromised. Well, yeah, like I said, you can tell by looking at him. Texter writes, there is no accident at Scuffletown Road and Woodruff Road anymore. You can tell the traffic reporting dude, it's flowing well. I'll pass that along. Texter writes here, that dumb Democrat you played said Lindsey Graham was needing funding for his district. How can someone be a member of U.S. Congress and not know the U.S. senators do not have districts? They represent states. Who is voting for these people? That's a great question. Texter writes, Trump derangement is a true virus that is spreading like wildfire among liberals. Texter writes, well, sure she knows Uncle Lindsey is gay and under Trump's control by looking at him. She's probably a Missouri graduate. Oh, yeah, that's where the vice chancellor can look at a black man and tell by looking at him that he's probably a sexual assaulter, a sexual predator, because he's tall. They teach you that there at Missouri. You know what? I forgot that completely. You know, I stand corrected. You're right. Silly me. I got tablets with, well, oops. Santa got tablets for the kids for Christmas. And and we actually pay for movie streaming services, you know, like Amazon and Netflix and stuff. But I didn't know all I had to do was go to prison and get all that for free. Apparently, that's the plan in the state of South Carolina. I'm sorry, I can't get past this morning. Just reading the whole thing, the sheer and unadulterated absurdity of this. Now they're planning to go system-wide with this. Everybody gets a free tablet when you check in. Oh, and a Wi-Fi password. Corrections Director Brian Sterling told the Associated Press. And they're going to start this at select prisons just as a trial balloon, a trial program. They eventually want to give everybody a tablet when they check in. Here's how Fox News wrote this up. Prisoners in South Carolina are in for a technological treat as corrections officials look to provide them with computer tablets to avoid the use of contraband cell phones. Now, the corrections officials will monitor the computers and will, you know, decide what they do and don't have access to. The tablets will be unveiled as part of a technology program that officials hope will stop the smuggling of phones into prisons. The tablets will allow inmates to make calls home at a cheaper rate than pre-existing phone call programs and will also provide access to preloaded educational materials and pre-approved streaming movie services and music services through a secure Wi-Fi network. I swear, folks, this is my dream. I got to go to prison to do it. No, lay around all day. I don't want to do it all the time. I just, one day would be awesome. One day just for me, curled up on the couch. Do you dream about this as a parent? Curled up on the couch. Nobody bothered me. Just for one day. I'd miss them after that. Just for one day. Curled up on the couch. It's raining outside. I got the, it's like, you know, I'm snuggled up nice in a quilt and I'm just binging on whatever I love to watch at the time. And nobody is bothering me. Apparently I got to go to prison to do that. But the upside is that they will give you the tablet. Officials hope the tablets will make the idea of smuggled in cell phones less attractive to inmates. Cell phones are illegal, but are still smuggled into the state's institutions by the thousands. This will go directly to that cell phone problem. Now, listen to why they decided to do this. Officials say it's apparently as reward for the riot. Not reward, but that's how I take it. If I were an inmate, officials have said that a riot at the Lee Correctional Institution in April 2018, in which seven inmates died, was sparked over a fight about contraband, including cell phones. Former corrections officer Robert Johnson was nearly killed in 2010 in a hit orchestrated by inmates using a cell phone. Okay, so wait, this would be like if my kids got mad at me, trashed the house in a riot, right? Went through, trashed the house, killed the dog. And my husband are like, my husband and I were like, we got to get serious. We got to occupy the time. We're going to have to, you know what? We can't have another riot and another dead dog. So we're going to get them tablets. This would be like that. Do you think my kids would see that as a reward for the riot and the murder of the dog? I'm just thinking out loud. Prisons are a place that you're not supposed to want to go. Not a place to go to take a vacation. Okay. Bill is on the text line. He's confused. Texter writes, this is about the toxic masculinity thing this week. Okay. My wife is a woman. Are you sure about that, Bill? Anyway, my wife is a woman. Somehow that makes her sexier. So says Bill, the toxic male. You know, they have counseling for that now. They do. But you need to maybe explore your toxic masculinity and get something done about it, Bill, because I mean, here you're assuming your wife is a woman. That's problematic. And then you're saying that makes her sexier. That's not going to work. Texter writes, the gross thing about the herring story is the fact that they swim in large schools nose to tail. Oh, you know, they communicate by farting. No, hair, like fit the fish, the hairy, fit, they swim in big schools. They fart at frequencies only they can hear, and they have a whole language. Yes, it's a language. That's how they communicate. Texter writes, Tara, as a mother, I dream of going to a mental hospital, padded room, meds, quiet. You know what? I just go with the quiet. And if the padding was comfortable, man, that'd be fine. Not for long, just like for a day. I'd be fine then. Texter writes, the only way to go to prison in the state of South Carolina is don't pay child support. You can murder, you can rape, you can pillage. That's okay. Just pay your child support. Duly noted. Thank you, sir. Texter writes, how about they reduce the number of rioting prisoners by sending the tablet money to the southern border for a wall? Maybe. Texter writes, it's just like we're making the border attractive to illegals or making jail attractive to criminals. Yeah, I want to go now. Maybe I can get one of those deals where they send me on the weekends. You know what I mean? Like you get to work during the week, but you got to go there on the weekend. Oh my God. I would love to be sentenced to endless streaming all weekend long. Maybe I can get them to put me in solitary confinement so I won't have to hear the yelling and screaming at the jail. It'd be nice and quiet. I lay on my bed and I stream all weekend long and nobody bothers me. I mean, I'm just asking for a friend. What kind of crime would you have to commit to get that deal? Like, I don't want to hurt anybody. They don't want to hurt anybody. But to get the mandatory weekend, all weekend streaming in total quiet. Like what would you have to do? There's a lot of parents who want to know. All right, speaking of the program that they are trial ballooning in the South Carolina prisons, you, the taxpayer, pays for tablets and they give them out as a reward for the riot that killed 7. Well, no. I guess the theory that if they got mad because they didn't have contraband cell phones and that started a riot, if we give them tablets, maybe they won't riot. Texter writes, you know, if you give all of the prisoners wine, they'll stop trying to make it in the toilets. Oh, gosh. Might as well give them cigarettes while you're at it so they don't try to smuggle in cigarettes either. Well, I mean, they got a problem with drugs being smuggled into the prison, too. So we might as well give them what? Cocaine, heroin, whatever they want. I mean, give them syringes to shoot stuff up with. I don't know. Why stop there? Texter writes, anything they can do to make those guards' life safer is fine with me. They have a hard time finding people to do the job now. Well, why don't we give them a free tablet if they take the job? Why not? We're handing them out like candy. Texter writes, Terry, you're a reporter. Ask to be put in solitary confinement as a way to do reporting. Saw a police officer on Law and Order that did that to see how if it affects your mind. Oh, I would love solitary confinement for a weekend. Nobody bothering me? I'd come out just fine. Texter writes, I recommend watching Inside the World's Toughest Prisons on Netflix. I'll check it out. Texter writes, Tara, having you in jail would not be good. All of the upstate would go into Tara withdrawal. Please don't do it for our sake. Well, I can't leave my husband that long anyway. Wouldn't be fair, so. 800-347-1063. Text line 71307. Texter writes, toxic masculinity. So are all the women out there willing to give up their diamond rings and just wear a flat wedding band? Women want rich men who take care of them. Our masculinity is what makes us work hard, spend, play hard, and spend lots of money so we can marry a good-looking woman. Is that how that works? Again, if you take away my masculinity, what are you willing to give up? I don't want to take away your masculinity. I love masculinity. The more the better, I say. Texter writes, Tara, make sure that you are on the streaming list for the prisoners. They probably have never listened to anyone like you. Could be a golden opportunity. Now, talk about, you know what, though? That could make them riot. People go a little crazy when they find out what's actually going on in this country. So I don't know. You could be provoked to violence if that were to occur. Okay, by the way, did you see this? You need to know about this. One of the services I provide here, we are cutting edge, is to let you know what is now offensive. See, because, you know, if you work, or you're raising children, I mean, you don't have time to keep up with this. And, you know, lo and behold, you could go on social media and just use a word that was fine yesterday and not realize that the left has socially banned it as offensive, racist, homophobic, transphobic, Islamophobic, xenophobic. Transphobic. Did I forget one? And I mean, you could just torpedo your entire life. I mean, by noon, you could be on national television as a bigot. There'd be people outside your house wanting to burn it down. I mean, it could be terrible. So I keep you up to date so you won't lose your job. You know, you won't be vilified on what is now socially unacceptable because it changes like every 5 minutes. Okay, be aware. You don't maybe want to use the term family because it's offensive. Now, it was not offensive a week ago, but it is now. And so I just want to make sure, you know, if you just be careful. How do we know that? Folks, think about the culture that this represents. This is a foreign, invading, bizarre culture that is unrecognizable in America. But unfortunately, it's everywhere. You know, Breitbart has a leaker inside of Google, which is awesome. And so they get what's going on there. They get, you know, threads that they put on the internal postings and all this kind of stuff. Okay. According apparently, the use of the word family in a presentation by Google executives caused many Google employees to freak out, arguing the term was homophobic and not inclusionary. That if you heard the term family and you don't have kids, that you would feel excluded and not included. The Daily Caller reports that many Google employees were offended by the term family after it was used to describe a household with children, God forbid, when discussing a Google product aimed at kids. The backlash against the term was so severe inside of Google that a vice president at the company was forced to comment on the issue and ask employees how the company could be more inclusive. Folks, you're not even going to be allowed to speak of your life anymore. They'll remove all the words. You won't be able to speak. This is a classic, classic tactic straight out of the former USSR. It is. Employees became upset after a presenter showed a Project Unicorn feature that regularly used family to mean a household with children. Employees ultimately stormed out of the presentation, and one of them posted a rant in an internal Google thread, which was well received by other whack job Google employees. The employee wrote, it's a blah, 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 but the use of family as a synonym for with children has a long-standing association with deeply homophobic organizations. What? This does not mean we should not use the word family to refer to families, but it means we must doggedly insist that a family does not imply children. Okay. So, all right. Use the word family to mean a loving assemblage of people who may or may not live together and may or may not include people of any particular age. Stop using it to mean children. It's offensive, inappropriate, homophobic, and wrong. So, I mean, just, you know, if you got a family, you might want to be careful using that term to describe them around liberals now, because they could feel unincluded and be offended. Although, I don't know. I mean, if a family is just an assemblage of random people, I mean, can't you just assemble some children into your family? Just pick one. I don't know. This is getting so extreme, folks. Texter writes, I am an old, poor, masculine gentleman, and women like me a lot. Well, good for you, sir. That's great to hear. Texter writes here, if family is offensive, then why do we care if an illegal is separated from their family? Because illegal immigrant families have liberal privilege. See, so they do count as a family. It's just you. You and your loved ones don't count as a family. But them, no, they totally do. Doesn't apply to them. Texter writes, what about giving tablets to pedophiles? Do they get to get them? Haven't seen anywhere where they'll be excluded. After all, them and the kids are just family, right? Oh, what? No. Oh, no. There I did. I said it again. I'm sorry. How much of what you did in school do you remember? And, you know, it's been so interesting. I do the homework with the kids every afternoon, and I am amazed at what I have forgotten and have to look up. Actually, kind of almost a little embarrassed about it. But I'm looking at something, and I know I should know how to do it, but I don't. Which means a lot of time, I don't know if you say wasted in school, but yeah, I guess maybe wasted, right? All right, new survey. Top things we wish we learned in school versus things we actually learned that we wish we hadn't learned because they're useless. Okay, here's the useless stuff first. Number five, learning the parts on an atom, because you know you use that every day. Actually, if you're in science, you may. But number four, learning the different types of rocks, sedimentary, metamorphic, and in igneous. I don't think I could identify one of those today. I'm embarrassed to admit. Number three, memorizing the periodic table of elements in chemistry. I memorized that, and I forgot all of it. Yeah, most of it. Number two, knowing that pi is 3.14. I still know that. It has no meaning to me, but I know it. Somebody put a gun to my head. Give me pi, or you die. I could do it. And number one, most useless stuff people listed. I'm just amazed these people remembered this stuff enough to list it. But anyway, the Pythagorean theorem to figure out the dimensions of a triangle. Because good God, why would you want to do that? No, I know. I mean, I build stuff from time to time. So, I mean, I might want to measure the dimensions of a square, but a triangle, no, I don't think so. Okay, here's what people say they wish they had learned in school. Number 10, how to find a job. Yeah, you know what? Your parents are supposed to teach you that. I guess schools take over for the parenting now, though, right? Number nine, car repair and car maintenance. That would have been cool. Number eight, relationship and conversational skills. No, I don't want them teaching relationship skills in schools. You're going to end up with a banana with a condom on it every time you turn that over to them. All right, number 7, how to fix stuff around the house. Number 6, time management. Number 5, how to negotiate. I think you actually do learn that in school. Everything from bullies to teachers when your homework's late. I think you do learn that. Number 4, things people wish they had learned in school, understanding credit cards and student loans. Number 3, how to manage your emotional well-being and mental health. Good God, do they want the teachers to do your laundry too? Number 2, how to do your taxes. And number 1, money management and budgeting. That actually would be a good one. It's got math, planning. I think that should be taught more in school. You could combine it with math, you know, real life lessons, whatever. Anyways, a survey of 2,000 people. So there you go. All right. Coming up on the show. Can women be equal, have equality, if they can't go anywhere because they're afraid they'll be sexually assaulted? Can women have equality if they can't go out unless they're accompanied by a man for protection? Seriously, this is an interesting question. Would women still have equal rights if they're afraid to go to work? I mean, it's one thing to be able to compete on equal playing field for a job against a man. It's another entirely if you get the job, but you can't go because you're afraid you'll be raped on the way. This is a serious question. Now you're thinking, where am I talking about? Well, places like Saudi Arabia, parts of Egypt, definitely Pakistan. You cannot go out as a woman without a man with you. I mean, that is taken as a sign that you are looking to be raped, and you well may be. And when you are, the authorities are not going to have a lot of sympathy for you. In fact, they may have sympathy for your rapist. We've seen this, what, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, terrible stories out of there. Well, what if it's not just Pakistan and Saudi Arabia? What if parts of Europe are becoming that way? And can you have equality if they are? Wait till you hear this story next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.